I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane, PA. Each week on this broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers the Temple Theater. The Temple was the enduring face of Fraley Street for more than 50 years. The original theater, built in the early 1900s, was located on the same spot and was designed primarily as an opera house. This building was destroyed by fire in February of 1924. According to the Kane Republican, construction of the new theater was completed in the midsummer of 1925. At the time, Harry E. Brown and Art Nelson were operating the Temple and booking early stage shows. Harry Brown was a pioneer of the movie industry and active in the business since early World War I days. His first venture in showing movies was the Star Theater, the future site of Bence's Colony House Furniture. At the time of the opening of the new Temple Theater in 1925, the auditorium did not have a stage and was used just for showing silent movies. The Temple converted to sound in 1928, and following the addition of a stage and dressing rooms, many well-known stage and vaudeville stars appeared in front of the Temple floodlights. Harry Brown retired from active management of the theater in 1935 when his son Clifford Brown took over. Through the years, the Temple was home to a broad variety of lectures, concerts, and other live events. With 1,000 seats, the facility hosted Kane High graduation ceremonies, beauty contests, fashion shows, and even cooking shows. The theater often hosted benefit events and held promotions, giving away big prizes, including new cars. In 1915, famous activist Pauline Newman led a war protest meeting at the original Temple Theater. Billed as America's most noted woman orator, Newman's speech was entitled, "I Didn't Raise My Boy to Be a Soldier." In 1934, stuntman H.D. Roland dazzled a crowd of 2,000 onlookers when he performed acrobatics on the roof of the Temple Theater. The Human Fly, as he was known, also scaled to the top of the New Thompson on the Grieve Street side, dangling precariously from the front of the building. In 1951, country star Hawkshaw Hawkins played at the Temple as part of a double bill featuring the popular Sunshine Boys. Unfortunately, Hawkins is best remembered for perishing along with the legendary Patsy Cline in an airplane crash in Tennessee in 1963. In 1954, Kane's own world trickshot billiards artist, Sunshine Anderson, was featured in a newsreel short to the delight of his local fans. In 1964, Kane residents were treated to a locally produced feature-length film that recapped the events of the town's centennial. The movie included highlights of the Centennial Parade, the Woodsman's Carnival, and the Beard Brothers and Centennial Bells, among other clips. In 1970, Studio Wrestling came to town, featuring stars George the Animal Steele and Pittsburgh favorites Dominic DiNucci and Jumping Johnny DeFazio. As an added attraction, a bout between female wrestlers was also added to the card, to the delight of the boisterous crowd. After many decades of thrilling residents throughout the region with the best movies and live entertainment, the Temple closed its doors, due in part to rising heating costs. According to a 1978 report in the Kane Republican, Clifford Brown told the borough council that he had been struggling over the last 10 to 15 years to keep the theater open. While kids and teenagers were part of the theater's core customers, it was unruly young adults that were ultimately part of the Temple's undoing. Brown threatened to close the Temple when he appealed to his younger customers to mind their manners in a column in the Kane Republican. Cliff put it this way: Kane students receive a reduction in admission of 50 cents from adult rates. They evidently do not appreciate this discount, as they cannot sit still and be quiet and watch the show. The noise and hubbub is driving our adult customers away. In a microcosm of the 1970s, Brown the businessman and grown-up was adamant to the end that unruly kids helped put him out of business. But for any kid old enough to remember, the Temple was home to the alluring smell of popcorn, the fizzing of soda pop mixed in front of your eyes, the thunking of the heavy coin vending machines, the sheer excitement of big sound and big screen, and the anticipation of your first kiss. Well, that's all for this week's Friends. Please send your story ideas and suggestions to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.